They hadn't decided set in stone what if they were going to occupy Albany. There were many proposals made during the meeting.
How many people were there?
Well, at the height, like when I left, it was probably like 150. It was pretty large. And it was, as one person put it, anarchy at its finest.
You described it in an email as a kind of leaderless movement.
Yes, of course. They were leaderless and they prided themselves as leaderless because one of them said that in Occupy New York, when they had those big arrests on the Brooklyn Bridge, when they interrogated the people, they were wondering who the leaders were. And they said, there is no leaders, and we're proud of that. So,
I think, I guess it's portrayed in the mainstream media as some people being confused about what these protesters want, or what they want to change, or what they want to affect or do. Can you describe what you think the consensus there was?
Well, they think that America in government, in the economy, is just completely taken over by corporate greed, and they are kind of, as they say, the 99%, and they just are fed up with it, and they just want an end to corporate greed. And there are people from all ends of the political spectrum. It wasn't just like commies there. It was like there was a couple Tea Party Republicans there, people from every end of the spectrum, all fed up with like corporate greed.
And what did they come out with? Some concrete plans or some goals or some things to do? What came out of the meeting?
Well, there were a couple. For example, they made a video to send to New York for a show of solidarity. I think they organized some teach-ins for those who could not be able to come. And I didn't really get they had lots of proposals and stuff, so they all agreed to stand in solidarity with the student walkout that happened yesterday in response to the funding cuts to the public colleges like SUNY. So that was kind of it.
That came out of it?
Yeah, that came out of it.
And are they going to have another meeting, or was that planned?
I don't know. No, I don't think so.
Did they have a website, or where can you get more information?
Yes, they do have a website. It's www, of course, OccupyAlbany.com. No, not .com, .org. And they have, almost everything there, including a full video of the meeting. So that's good. And a list of their proposals and such.
All right. I'm getting to that website here. And let's see if there's a other information we can give out from that website. Next meeting, confirmation just came. It's going to be this Sunday at 5:00 at the Grand Street Community Arts Center in Albany. So you can go to OccupyAlbany.org for more information about this, but there's a Facebook page too, but there's going to be a meeting, Grand Street Community Arts Center, 68 Grand Street in Albany, Sunday, October 9th at 5 p.m. All right. And should we play a little bit of this clip that you you made, a video clip that is posted on the WDXC newsroom? Should we play a little clip to hear what
sure.
Okay, we'll be right back. See if this works here.
Creation of something on campus. We would like to invite members of the community, people who feel that they're affected by the mass defunding of public higher education in New York. SUNY's been cut by nearly $1 billion over the last 5 years. They just imposed a 30% tuition increase that's going to price a lot of working class youth out of being able to afford a higher education, or make you go massively into debt if you want a college degree. Those are some of the things we're fighting against. So I'm going to hand out some flyers if anyone from here would like to join us. This is an explicit solidarity with Occupy Wall Street. And I don't know if people have seen this, but this is the Occupied Wall Street Journal, which is the the website of our statewide student network, New York Students Rising, on the front page, which we're thrilled to see. So I'll pass out more information, and I'm happy to hear from other speakers. So next on stack, I have the gentleman with the light sweatshirt.
Hi, everybody. My name's Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
My voice is also on the out. I've been down with Andrew for the last 6 days. Andrew's been working with the media very closely and watching all the GAs, and so he really knows a lot more about the central organization than I do. I, however, did work on food for quite some time, and so I sort of know a little bit about the way the individual working groups were organized down there. And I would just like to say that, and that I'm glad everybody's here, and you know, we're gonna take this country back. That's all.
All right, Jack, that was some video you shot Sunday at the Occupy Albany meeting in Albany.
Yep.
What were they talking about there?
They were just talking about like Occupy Wall Street, and they were coming up with these things called working groups. They're like committees for things such as food and medical and that kind of stuff, so that it can that the whole thing can work effectively.
And so, what did you come away thinking? Did you like what they were talking about, or do you want to?
Yes. I think it's one of them said we're going to take this country back, and a person pointed out, well, yes, you say that we're going to take this country back, but what time do I take it back to? Because in the past, all these horrible things happened, so we're not trying to take the country back. We're trying to take the country forward. So,
yeah, that I guess that was the same. The Tea Party wanted to take the country back to 1776 or something, and. Mm-hmm. I'm all for that. With the gun control laws, we can all use pistols that take 2 minutes to load. I think there'd be fewer murders that way. Anyway, but you want to take us to the future, huh? You think we should move into the future?
Yes.
And you think that that meeting might help that too?
Yep.
Okay, well, thank you for that report on the Occupy Albany meeting, and we previewed the coming meeting this Sunday too, again. Thank you again for that report, Jack.
Thanks.
All right, we'll be back with your sports report in a few minutes on WGXC.